Today we turn our attention to Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Mem, Psalm 140. It begins with the classic formula, Lam Natseach, instructions to the musician, Mizmor LeDavid. It is a song composed by David. Again, following Radak, we will emphasize that this capital was composed by David about those in his life who tried to malign him, who tried to slander him, who used words as weapons against him. And the arch example of such an enemy for David was Doeg, who betrayed him and who told Shaul about the various things that David had done, which would make David look bad in the eyes of Shaul, including seeking refuge at the Kohane Nov. The entire theme of this capital is one of David's prayer against enemies, not necessarily enemies on the battlefield, but rather enemies who use words, who use propaganda, who use slander, who use lies in order to attack him. This capital is especially relevant to anyone who is in the position of being maligned by the propaganda of another, of an enemy, or by those who would try to ruin one's reputation. These days, of course, our enemies use a variety of weapons, but they are increasingly effective, I am afraid to say, by using words against us. And often these words lead to horrible, horrible results. David HaMelech therefore prays immediately in Pasuk Beis, Chaltzeni Adonoi Me'odom Ro, Me'ish Chamosim Tinsereni. God, save me, protect me from the evil person, so that his words do not harm me. Me'ish Chamosim Tinsereni, from a man of violence, of evil schemes. Please rescue me, protect me, guard me. Asher choshvu ro'os belev. These people think evil schemes in their heart. Kol yom yoguru milchomos. All day or every day they gather against me for war. This is Radak's understanding of yoguru. He says it means to gather. As the Pasuk says in Habakkuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tesvov, Yigorehu v'chermo, he will gather him in his trap. Yoguru milchamos. They say to Shaul, this is where you can find him. And they say this to Shaul kol yom, every day. Shonanu lishonom kumo nochosh. They sharpen their tongues like snakes. A sharp tongue, Mishle Chofei Pasuk Yutches Chetz Shonun. A sharp tongue is called a sharp arrow. And here too, they sharpen their tongues. Chamas achshuv tachas sifosemo selo. Literally, the wrath of the achshuv, a sort of serpent, some translate it as the poisonous spider, is under their lips. As Radak says, when a person is violently angry, he often drools, and there accumulates a spittle under his lips. And this is the image here. Chamas achshuv tachas sifosemo selo. The spider's poison is under their lips. Shomreini Adonoi Midei Rosho, Meish Hamosim Tinsereini, Asher Choshevu Lidchos Po'omoi. Pasuk Hei is almost an exact repetition of Pasuk Beis. Again, David desperately pleads with God to guard him, to protect him against the Rosho, to protect him against the Ish Hamosim, the lawless man, whose intention is Asher Choshvu Lidchos Po'omoi. They intend, they scheme to make me fall. Literally, they scheme to push my feet. Pasuk Vov, Tomnu Geyim Pachli. These arrogant people have laid a trap for me. Vachavolim Porsu Reshes Liad Ma'agol. They have laid traps with ropes. They've spread a net, liyad ma'agol, in my path. In the words of Radak, liyad ma'agol, lamokom sheyiye ma'agoli va'ashuri bo. They know my path, they know my route, and they've laid traps along my way. Pasuk Zayin. Well, Pasuk Vav, Mokshim Shosu Li Sela. They have laid snares for me. In today's language, Mokshim is mines, landmines. But, of course, biblically, Mokshim means snares, traps that they have placed for me. They lie in ambush for me. They are waiting for me. They've used their traps, and the traps, of course, are words against me. Omarti Ladonoi Eliota. Ha'azino Adonoi kol tachanunoi. Here is where David turns directly to God. And he says, when I heard that they are lying in ambush for me, that they've set traps for me, pach and chavolim and reshes and mokshim, I turn to Hashem and I say, you are Eliato, you are my strength. Eliato says Radak, choski visokpi, you are my power. You are my reinforcement. You are my fortress. Ha'azino Hashem kol tachanunoi. God, listen to the voice of my prayers. I have no hope against these traps. Radak ein li chozek lihimoleit mi yodom im lo ta'azreni ato. God, if you don't help me, there's no way out, no way to escape. Pasuk Ches, Elohim Adonoi Oz Yeshuasi, Sakosol Roshi B'yom Noshek. For those who may not know, in the text we have here the Shem Havaya, Yud Hei, and then Vov Hei, but it is not pronounced in the usual fashion, because if you notice, the Nekudos under the Yud are a Segol, under the Hei are a Cholam, under the Vov a Chirik, and in other words, pronouncing out E-O-E or Elohim. And so he cries out to God, Elohim, and says, God, you are my strength, you are my rescue, you are my salvation. Sakosol roshi biyom noshek. You have enveloped my head, you have protected my head in a day of battle. The words of Radak, Bayom sheyavo'u olai b'chlei neshek, when they move, when they accelerate, when they up the ante, escalate from words to real weapons, on that day you will protect me, you will shade or shelter my head, meaning you will be a helmet, so to speak. Kova yishuol roshi, you will be a helmet for my head. Al titein Adonoi ma'avaye rosho, zimamo al tofek, yorumu sela. Here too, especially that last phrase, yorumu, there are various ways of translating it. I will follow Radak. Al titein Hashem ma'avaye rosho. God, do not grant the wishes, the desires of the evil person. Zimamo al tofek. Do not grant success to his schemes.
Yorumu, lest, because if you do grant success to his succeeds, he will be elevated. He will be ennobled. He will be on high. Therefore, Hashem, do not grant him his ma'avayim, his machshavot, his ritzonot, his ta'avo, but rather, and zemamo al tofek, do not allow him to find success with his zmomo, with his schemes, yorumu, because if you do, he will be on top. Yorumu, he will be on high. Rosh Nesiboy, the chief of those who surround me, those who wish to besiege me, the chief of them, again, Radak, that's Doeg, the chief, this chieftain, Amol Sifosemo Yechasemo, may his lies, the lies of his lips, cover him up, may they smother him. May the heads of those who beset me be covered with the mischief of their lips. Then he really gets hot, so to speak, David, and says, not only, Hashem, do not grant them success, and not only am I asking that their schemes be covered, be smothered with their own sheker, with their own falseness, but also, yimotu aleihem gecholim, pour upon them coals of fire, bo'esh yapilem, drown them in fire, v'mahamodos bal yokumu, may they be cast into pits, never to rise again. In the words of Radak, Mahamodos means pits, shuchos amukos, deep pits. And he gives as a parallel, a similar use of the words Mahamodos, fascinating Yerushalmi in the Seches Moed Koton, which also uses the word Mahamodos when it comes to explain the ancient practice of Likut Atzomos, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, already in Meseches Moed Katan and elsewhere. In ancient times, the practice was that a person was first buried in a cave or in a pit, not necessarily buried, but his body was put there until the flesh decayed and all that was left was bones. Then the bones were taken through a process called Likut Atzamos, taken by the close relatives, the family, and actually buried in a casket in the burial grounds. So when the Yerushalmi explains this process, Yerushalmi writes, Borishona hayu kovrim osom b'mahamoros. At first they would bury the dead in these deep pits. Then, nisakel habosor, once the flesh was decayed and all that was left was bones, melaktin eso atzomos, they would gather these atzomos in a ceremony called likut atzomos, and there's various halachos as to the type of avelos which applies at the time of likut atzomos, long after the actual death, v'kovrim osom bo'aronim, and the bones are buried. But there too, the Yerushalmi uses this rare word, mahamoros, which means deep pits. So, Radak is stressing, rather the Pasuk is stressing here, that David is escalating. God, do not grant them their wishes. God, smother them with their own untruths. God, burn them in fire, drop fire upon them, sink them into the depths. Ish lashon bal yikon ba'oretz, the man of the tongue, literally the slanderer, again, doeg, may he not become nachon, may he not become high, may he not become praised, may he not become promoted, but rather, radak, yavoli de shiflus, may he be demoted, may he be degraded. Ish lashon bal yikon ba'oretz, ish chomos ro, Yitzudenu lematchefos. May the person who is lawless, who is the ish chamos, may his schemes, may his evil plans be pushed down or be entrapped in Matrefos. I've seen an interesting translation from Matrefos, corrals, C-O-R-R-A-L-S. May they be fenced in Matrefos. Pasuk Yud Gimel, again the conclusion, a more hopeful one. Yodati, I know, says David. I trust, I'm confident. Ki ya'aseh Hashem din oni mishpat evyonim. That God will do justice for the poor, law, proper law for the evyonim, for the those who are without means, without resources. God will champion the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy. And therefore, ach tzadikim, it is only tzadikim, yodu lushmecha, who will finally praise your name. When they see the justice that is finally done. Yeshvu yishorim esponecha. Yishorim, the righteous one, the upright ones, will always dwell in your presence, writes Radak. Yeshvu tomed esponecha, they will sit in your face, lidrosh osecha, to seek you, to commune with you, v'lodas derochecha, and to learn and study and know your ways. Very powerful, short mizmor, kuf mem. Tomorrow, mi'etz Hashem, we will move on to capital kuf mem aleph.